this okay, board I, here.
Yeah, we're volunteered for this, believe it or not.
We're volunteering. Yeah, we get. Yeah.
Oh, you sound like you're really having fun.
Oh, just it's a joy to talk to you. Compared to me.
And we pray Ron gets better.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's in the big scheme of things. Some of these things are small now to us. So we're thankful, and I appreciate the call so much.
Absolutely. Guys, have a good weekend.
God bless.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, page 10, I don't think we've done the Atkins. No, we haven't done 474, and I don't think we've done, but the Atkins have three. That's on page 10. I'm not sure if we tried, if we didn't try to call them, but I don't remember. Man, they're still our morning docket. The Atkins.
They were supposed to be in person. I think we deja vu. It seems
maybe
like
it was Atkins that needed a call. That's not them.
Huh.
Well, we got a phone number.
I have all of our page 11 is 100% covered. So, but page 10, the Atkins.
No, I think 474 we haven't done. I don't think. I don't think we've done
that. Oh, I put a C for classification. Great. Okay.
You haven't done Atkins yet because it's still in my pile. They took all the things you've already done.
Yeah. One's 83. That's smaller.
Which one are you doing?
That must be like a small one bedroom or something. But they're just classification, right? Which one are these? 436. Yeah. Cindy Fisher. I think we already called her.
We called her.
She was mad.
Yeah.
She was passionate.
Yeah, there you go.
Passionate.
Yeah, maybe that's what.
Hi, this is Wendell Adkins with Branson Lake Living and Worley Associates. I can't take your call at the moment, but if you'll leave a name and number, I'll get right back with you. Thank you and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Wendell, Jeff Reynolds from Taney County Board of Equalization. Just wanted to give you a call. You might have heard the ruling on the nightly rental classification. The ruling is this, is that if you own one unit in nightly rental, it is going to be classified as 25% commercial, 75% residential. Any subsequent properties that you would have in a nightly rental program are going to be taxed as 100% commercial. If you'd like a full explanation of that decision, then you can email the clerk's office. At any rate, wish you the best. Have a great weekend. Bye. He'll get it. He's in. Sounds like he's a realtor.
Yeah. Okay, Deep Forest. 474. Branson Canyon.
So, how would his work, if he owns one, it's residential that he lives in, and then he's got two more that are nightly rentals.
He lives in it, doesn't have any application. You don't start the one until they put it in a nightly rental. So if he's got two more, he's got one of them he can designate, and the other one he can't. But if he's got a lockout, he probably could put the whole thing, right? I don't know. I mean, if it's all one unit. But if they're two, I think they're two different parcels, so they got to be two different.
He's got three here.
If he lives in one, then that's residential. And the other two... Yeah, I mean, none of what we're talking about applies unless they have.
Because the way I'm listening to you, you're saying he lives in one, the next one's a freebie or a 25-75, and then the third one would be. Is that right?
Yeah, that's okay. That's what we're.
Please leave your message for
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I was giving you a call about your classification appeal on your Branson Canyon Lodge. Any rate, we came to a decision across the board for the nightly rentals, and it is as follows. Basically, on your first nightly rental that you would put in a nightly rental program or designate as the first one, then you get a 25% commercial taxation, and then 75% residential. Any subsequent properties in a nightly rental program that you have would be taxed 100% commercial. This does not apply to if you live in it as residential, if you do long-term rental, or if it's just simply a vacation home that's not in a nightly rental program. If you would like a full explanation of our decision, you can email the clerk's office, and they will PDF you our three-page decision on that. I'd hope you have a great weekend, Jeff. Bye. We covered Horton Family. And
I think that's it.
And I think, you know, okay, yeah, Tourism Online, we already did that one here, okay.
The pile that's left for me starts with Kex, number 360.
We did him this morning.
Did
we? Yeah, we did him this morning. He was here.
Or they did him this morning. I wasn't here.
Gage's Hawk's Nest, $3.99.
Which one?
Gage's Hawk's Nest, number 399.
I called and left a message.
Left a message on voicemail, yeah.
Couple for Everett Investments.
Which one?
Everett Investments, number 403 and 404.
It says classification. I don't know if we call them.
I think. Who is it again?
Everett Investments, LLC.
We called them.
Okay.
Did we?
I'm pretty 90. I remember Everett.
It's a handwritten, if you remember the writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
What page is it on?
It's page 6. Page 6 is Everett, 403 and 404.
The only one I have a question on is on page 8 at the bottom. 123.
No, that was a classification. I'm pretty sure he was here this morning.
Charles Kreider, number 405.
Yeah,
Page 8.
Yeah, we talked to him this morning. He was here. 423 we talked to.
Okay.
He was here.
407 for Cramby Trust. 407.
Yeah, we did call talk to him just a minute ago.
D&L Rental Properties, 408.
Sorry, what was that again?
D&L Rental Properties, 408.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, we left message on a voicemail for him.
Sean Tyler, 410.
I called and left a message.
His mailbox is full.
He can call me.
Ridgecrest Properties, 415.
For what?
415.
Yeah, it's classification. I don't know. I don't remember if we called or not. Did we? 415. Yeah, I don't. I can't.
1410, 105. It's on page 7.
Yes, at 207.
Okay.
You said number 415. We did then. Okay. And then I've got 418 for Broadsheet Partners.
It was the same time as the other.
Yeah, the Ridgecrest person also had those.
Oh, and the Rosemead too.
All of those 418, 9, or 418, 20, and 21. That was Ridgecrest Partners that had all of those properties.
Okay.
That's all the same. Owner. Note to self.
Did we ever get BMA Investments? They said they were only available till 10 a.m.
No, I don't think we have tried. I mean, we can try them again.
And that's the one with a different number than what they gave us yesterday.
And we tried leaving them. I don't know. Robert Ayers. I don't have a BOA number.
Well, that's yesterday. Okay.
They was tabled from yesterday. They gave us this number yesterday, then they gave me this number last night. I don't know if that's the right number.
This classification.
It's 317, 219, and 320. I think they are classification, but I don't know 100%.
If so, can you send them our PDF?
Yeah.
Wes, this is just goes in the first one, 344.
It's not evaluation.
It's Chris Myers stuff.
344?
Yeah.
Please send an email.
So the two motels that I'm stuck with, the Hall of Fame and Mike Combs with the Radisson, we never resolved them yet. I mean, I tried to call them back, and I also, they each have a cloud folder with what I've done, but they've not called me back to comment.
Are you having a hard time getting to lowering it much to down to close to where they are?
I wasn't on Mike Combs. I was at 12 million instead of 8 million, but we were at 18 million, so I've come down quite a bit. And then on the Hall of Fame, she's real close to our costs.
Huh? I will in just a second.
I'm gonna run.
We can.
Are we just done?
I was just gonna run out for a second, but yeah,
let's just recess. We're gonna recess to Tuesday. Whatever we can catch up on Tuesday. So obviously we've had a big day. All right, it's 3:25. Oh. In the words of Benjamin Franklin, there's only one definite thing in life, death and taxes. Let's do neither this weekend. Recess until next Tuesday.